Staying with the arts, and the 8th Prague Fringe Festival got underway on Friday, offering some 200 acts squeezed into 9 days of theatre, dance, music and many other shows. Inspired by the renowned Edinburgh Festival, the Prague Fringe has built up quite a following, and this year it's darker and sexier than ever. Jan Richter went to see one of the shows over the weekend and has this report.
The Pen and the Sword is one of some 200 shows featured in this year's Prague Fringe Festival. A funny and somewhat didactic take on freedom of speech, it was inspired by the controversy over politically incorrect caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad that appeared in some Western media. The show premiered on Friday, the first night of the festival, at the Theatre at the Laundry in the historic Malostrana area below Prague Castle. The author of the play, Czech-based New York-born playwright Jeff Kellner, explains.
It's about a cartoonist who wakes up one night. He's rudely awoken to discover that a death sentence has been placed on his head by a faraway religious cleric, but he's offered a way out.
I mean, here we are in the 21st century, right? We've got spaceships and mobile phones and a spotted dick in a can. And yet we've still got these Lord of the Rings fellas running around in their long flowing robes with long beards, sending young people off to kill themselves for some unknown deity.
The play is in fact one of the few politically themed performances in this year's Prague Fringe. The festival's founder and director Stephen Gove says the play was produced especially for the festival.
New work in theatre that's being created especially for festivals tends to sort of mirror what's happening in the world. In Edinburgh a couple of years ago, there was a whole bunch of shows about terrorism. There was even a show about George Bush one year. So I think, you know, if a new up-and-coming, you know, exciting theatre company are creating a new piece of work, they're kind of influenced by what's actually happening at any given moment.
The 8th year of Prague Fringe has brought acts from as far as Australia, Canada, Scotland, Norway and Israel. According to Stephen Gove, this year's festival highlights include the new Victorian Manifesto, which mixes Baroque harpsichord, synthesizer, drum machine, electric violin and guitar with the words of 19th century British authors like Emily Brontë and Thomas Hardy. La Ronde, an erotic black comedy by the Norwegian group Company Crepe, in which the grass is always greener in another bed. And Hansel and Gretel, End of the Fairy Tale, a monodrama from the point of view of a girl telling her family story, put on by Israel's Adam Theatre. Stephen Gove says that the sole underlying idea behind the event is the variety Prague Fringe has to offer.
The character of each fringe is always very different. This year it's got quite a sexy feel. There's a bit of burlesque, there's some vaudeville, there's some late-night cabaret and comedy shows. So it's kind of got a darker, sort of sexier feel to it this year, but not intentionally. It's just kind of happened organically by the kind of process of the applications and the people who've been interested in applying.
You can find all about this year's Fringe Festival in Prague at praguefringe.com.
And just a reminder that the Prague Fringe Festival finishes this Sunday. Jan Richter reporting there.